The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Brett Montgomery is defensive coach for Port Adelaide. Went into this game with high hopes against the Pies to get a really good measuring stick against one of the form teams of the competition. And he joins us now. Brett, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, morning.
Hey, that first quarter would have been disappointing for you because big build-up. You have Travis Boak's 250th game and then it just you were flat as a tack.
Yeah, we were definitely flat. We were jumped. It was almost like, as a coach, something we'd seen before. You know, we definitely saw them dismantle Richmond last year in a final in a quarter, first quarter. We saw them do the same thing in the grand final, only to be overrun. But, yeah, it was almost like we'd seen it all before.
It was interesting because, you know, they were very good. There's no doubt about that. But you would have been disappointed. You're a fair way off your best. You got smashed in contested possession, minus 18, and you were minus 50 in uncontested possession. You just couldn't get your hand on it.
We couldn't get our hands on it. We didn't hunt anywhere near as much as we would have liked. In terms of paying respects to the opposition, they're incredibly lively and clean at ground level, and they certainly controlled the ball with speed, which Collingwood as a very good team can do that to you. So it was a pretty lively game right from the outset. To be honest, there wasn't a lot of ball control or build up. It was on right from the start.
Have you worked out the why? It's Friday night. Boakey's 250th. Why did that happen?
Yeah, not entirely. What I can say is that we had an incredibly disappointed group that confronted us at quarter time for the way they'd let themselves down. And to be perfectly fair, something we'd been very good at up until this point. So, no, we definitely let it get away from us at ground level. We were outworked, out-hunted, outnumbered. And when we did get our chances, we actually weren't as clean as we needed to be. So we had it all going on early.
Mm.
But to the group's credit, first of all, the way they responded after quarter time and then again today, the way they've come in and presented and look forward to reviewing it, has been quite refreshing, to be honest.
Monty, you're allowed North to kick the last five games of the game in round six the week before. Do you subscribe to how you finish a game is how you can sometimes start the game the next week? It gets carried through to training. Is there anything in training that had alarm bells ringing for you guys in hindsight?
I don't think it was our sharpest week on the track, but I've been around long enough to try and not make too many predictions off what you see at training and what you see in the sheds before a game. But we'll be having a good look at a few things about the way we started, which we've already done today, and we think we've addressed a lot of those already.
What are they?
So, we weren't fantastic with the way we outnumbered or hunted. We certainly didn't move and didn't have anywhere near the amount of energy we needed to start a game like Friday night against Collingwood. So, I think we'll be a much improved team and outfit in that one as soon as we hit the ground running against the Crows.
I know you want to move the ball faster this year, but there was a time in the first quarter when clearly the momentum was against you. I felt like you just needed to take some pace off the game. It looked like you tried to do that a bit in the second quarter and it worked pretty well for you. Is that a fair assessment?
I think we missed opportunities. I'm certainly not sure about the pace itself. I think our first two or three looks with the footy were pretty decent ones and we didn't make anything of those, which were, I guess, hugely deflating for the group. We don't tend to control the ball a lot, even though we have got some reasonable balance in the way we want to move the ball. But, I think mainly our second quarter, not dominance, but our second quarter fight back and start to hit the scoreboard came off some better territory and a lift in pressure and also surge and getting after it. So, I'm not sure we're through our ball control, but I think our hunt and our surge was a lot better.
Also, Ken just opened the vocal cords a bit at quarter time and let a few players know that their effort wasn't good enough, it appeared.
Yeah, I think that was quite timely. It's not something that we see a lot of these days, but certainly the guys that he went to them for very good reason, whether it was he knows that he'll get a response from those types or he knows the type of character those guys are and how they can get the rest of the team to lift. We certainly got a response, which we were reasonably pleased with.
You're getting multiple goals scored upon you in quarters. Again, I think that's five now. any idea as to that and how you stop momentum? And I guess the 666 is a bit of that, because you would always just put West off back. What's your thoughts around that, Monty?
Look, I think, to be honest, I think we've defended pretty well for the way that we intend to move the ball, and with the elevated risk becomes a little bit more turnover ball, which we've seen a lot of. But I think the way we've been able to risk manage a lot of that ball has been done quite well. Obviously, the scores against and the multiple goals is something we're working towards. Certainly, yeah. Momentum, as you've mentioned, is definitely a harder thing to try and not just prevent, but even restrict now with the lack of strategy involved in it. So, centre bounce, as Brad Scott's made put on record week after week after week, is it's a rule that has caused most teams in momentum for a hell of a lot of headaches.
10-6 to 8-12 after quarter time. Am I polishing a you-know-what there, Monty?
Yeah, I think really we need to be a little bit careful of those numbers. I think we look at them and see that we got a bit of a rise from some individuals. I think we started to play the game that we wanted to play when we set about playing the Friday night against Collingwood. But other than that, we can't look too deeply into winning the three quarters after quarter time, I don't think so.
Jonah back this week, and Brad Ebert okay from concussion?
Well, at this early stage, it's hard to say. Brad will have a quiet week, no doubt about it. And Jonas is, I think he's more of a chance to play than he is to miss at this stage. But again, we've got a big week to get through.
Yeah. Showdown 46 Saturday sent some anger amongst the group. That's got to be a great thing for you. Monty, thanks for your time.
No worries at all, guys.
There you go. Assistant coach from Port Adelaide, Brett Montgomery. The RAA Travel, they have some great packages combining with the Port Adelaide Footy Club for the Shanghai game. 2019 Shanghai package is starting from $929,
wow,
including the China entry visa. So book at the Port Adelaide Football Club, as we said, $929, including China entry visa. RAA.com.au is where you should check that out.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.